Welcome to the February 25th recording of the CASB School Board Advocate with Matt Cook, CASB's Director of Public Policy and Advocacy. The School Board Advocate recordings are available when the School Board Advocate is published, and right now, that is the second and fourth Friday of every month. Please make sure to check out the digital version of the School Board Advocate to access information only available through the links. We hope these recordings help you to move forward in your advocacy efforts, and the recordings are available to members on CASB's website under the Advocacy tab. Take it away, Matt.
Thanks, Leslie. So this edition of the School Board Advocate, we wrap up the Winter Legislative Conference. It was great to see a whole bunch of CASB members here in Denver. It was very cold, but we were inside, so it was okay. We break down a couple of the general sessions, including both the 2021 and 2022 Teacher of the Year. I thought they both had some really interesting things to say about the state of education in Colorado. Then we had a media session, as well as a session related to the congressional redistricting that was led by our own Dr. Julia Marie Shepherd Macklin, who is a former CASB board president. So she was one of the commissioners on that. So I encourage you to, if you weren't able to attend our winter conference, take a look at the School Board Advocate and catch up on that. Then we also had breakouts. I think the most popular probably was from the students and their voice and advocacy. Obviously, everyone, all CASB members always like to hear from the students. I thought they had a great session. And then we also talked about rural advocacy and why those issues are really important to bring to everyone across the state, regardless if you're a rural district or not. So I thought it was a very good conference. It was great to see everybody, and it was a good way to bring folks together and talk a little bit about school board governance and get them across into the Capitol. And speaking of the Gold Dome, this week we talk about a couple of things. There is a House Bill 22-1060 that would include school board members in the campaign donation limits. There's some good information there on the bill. The bill seems to be moving through. There's a little bit of pushback that somehow some folks believe that having these donation limits in place are an impediment to the individual donors and that it just forces the money into, you know, kind of the dark money, if you will, the nonprofit spaces that don't have to report their donors. So interesting conversation there. The bill is well on its way, however, to passage. And then also House Bill 22-1110, open meeting laws related to the hiring of an executive. This is one that came from our delegate resolution, and it made its way through the House and is on its way over to the Senate. So I encourage you to check that out as well. Additionally, as we approach the halfway point of the legislative session, we talk about something that has happened over the last 2 years with the health pandemic, and that's the accountability clock and the state accountability system for schools. Obviously, there's been some significant delays to that whole process as people tried to figure out remote learning. And now, as it seems, we are heading back to whatever is the new normal in relation to schools and their time in the classroom. Senate Bill 22-137 is one to keep an eye on. So we break down that as well. And then finally, we wrap up the School Board Advocate with all of the legislative resources available to CASB members. Head on over to the CASB website and check out our interactive bill graphic and also our bill tracker, which has all of the bills, positions, some analysis by CASB staff, and all that information for you. So Leslie, that is everything that fit in the School Board Advocate this week.
Thanks, Matt. And would you share what the text is as well, if we have members that haven't signed up for that yet?
The Digital Advocacy Network.
Yes.
So
yes,
if you want to be involved in the CASB Digital Advocacy Network, and this will be important as we head into budget season in March, we send out alerts, and you are able to, if you agree to accept text messages, able to click on one link and contact, usually it's all of the legislature. Sometimes we target specific committees. So if you will send the letter CASB to 52886, CASB, CASB to 52886, you will get a response text that says, do you allow us to send you text? Once you opt in, we will get you in our system and you should be good to go. Like I said, we don't do it a whole lot. We try not to bother people. We know they got a lot going on, but on important issues, it's really a valuable asset to have CASB members weigh in.
Thanks, Matt. And everybody that's listening needs to go to our website and look at the advocacy tools that we have. There's one I really like that, and I can't remember the title of it, but districts can find their district and see who their representatives and senators are and click on it and even have their emails.
Yep, it's a great tool, and especially if you're not aware necessarily, because there are oftentimes House and Senate districts at the state level that cross multiple school districts, so it's always a great tool.
Well, thank you, Matt. This wraps up the February 25th recording of the CASB School Board Advocate. Look for the next recording on March 11th, and until then, have a great weekend.